Hey people, I'm here with another episode of my Bible study. Guess what? Like today I finished the book of Genesis. Yay! I'm actually so excited. By studying the book of Genesis alone, right? It has just opened my eyes to see how much of a great planner and a strategist God is. Like, God is the greatest strategist ever. Like, ever. And I'm just so, like, in awe and amazed at how God actually orchestrated, like, the world and orchestrated our lives as human beings and orchestrated, like, even this life that we live today. You know, like, I was just saying something because when I read till the end part, you know, I just told you guys I finished the book of Genesis today, and that whole part about when Jacob died and Joseph wanted to take him back to Canaan to bury him, right? You know, like that whole process about taking him back to the people and having to have the actual like burial rites done, and we do that today. I was just kind of thinking, like, we all just hide behind certain things and say, oh, it's society, but it's not society. Like, this has been happening from the very start of time. One thing that studying the book of Genesis has taught me is that nothing actually just happens for happening's sake. It's the same way, like, when we just come and say, like, society says this, society says that. But if you go back to the book of Genesis, like, you just see that there are certain things, like the same way you have like a father's blessing, like your father asks you to kneel and then he places like his blessings on you. It's like the same way even like Jacob did that to his sons. Like the Bible actually says that Jacob, when he wanted to actually, when it was time for him to actually die, pass away, like he called his sons, like the 12, his 12 sons, which eventually became the 12 tribes of Israel, because Jacob's name was changed to Israel. You know, the Bible says that he gathered all the 12 tribes of Israel, giving each the blessing appropriate to him. So that whole thing that, like, families, like, you have your father who do that today, it has started from the very beginning of time. It's not society that made it so. Like, it was from the very start of time. And one thing that, like, I really learned from Jacob giving blessings to his children is the fact that our past actually can deter us from living the future that God wants for us. Like, our past can actually, like, try to damage the future that we should have. For example, if you see, not even for example, like in the Bible, Jacob gave each of his children like the different blessings according to their actions. He gave them the blessings according to their actions. That's what the Bible made us know. And you can see that the way that he said to Reuben never even had any role to play in the 12 tribes of Israel, because Reuben actually defiled his father's bed. Reuben was never like a true first son, you know. So Jacob never gave him any blessings. We can see even from Simeon and Levi, like when they actually, like, I think it's the Shemites that they call them, when they actually killed all the male children in Shechem or something, like, I can't pronounce the name. But like, their anger was something that Jacob actually talked about when he was giving his blessings. He says, their swords are weapons of violence. And it says, cursed be their anger, so fierce and furious, so cruel. I will scatter them in Jacob and disperse them in Israel. And we can see that, Simeon didn't even have a part to play in the 12 tribes of Israel. Like, never, he didn't. But we can see the grace of God on Levi, because you eventually had Aaron and Moses and Eli. But you can even see that even from Levi, you can see Moses, and Moses had anger issues. And you can see that this transferred even to, like, from Levi to his generation, which is Moses. And I just really pray that we don't have our present actions destroy the future, honestly, for us. We can just see that, we can see how God, how Jacob actually blessed Joseph. He gave Joseph the most blessing, the in-depth blessing. And you can see that when Jacob wanted to pass away, why did he not call Reuben? Why did he not call his first son, or call his second son, or all that? Why did he not call them and say, oh, please, oh, when I die, promise me that you're, because, like, in those days, your word is your word. If you say a word, the you have to keep to it, right? You always have to keep to your word, because you cannot say a thing and not do it. Like, why didn't he call any of those? He called Joseph to actually tell Joseph to make a promise to him that when he dies, he will take him back to the land of his fathers, which was Canaan. And Jacob kept to his word. Lastly, before I end this, I just want you guys to know and learn so much from Judah. You can see that, like, Judah was really blessed. And it's from the tribe of Judah that we have Jesus, right? And Judah was really blessed because there was a repentance. When Joseph was going to actually be sold, it was Judah who brought the idea. Right, he was like, if we kill him, of what gain is that? Let's just sell him. Right, it was Judah who brought that idea. But we can also see, even when they were going to meet their father and tell their father, and they told their father that, oh, Joseph was like eating up by an animal and all that kind of thing, Judah was part of the, he connived with his brothers to do that, right? But we can see, like, a total repentance when Judah promised his father that he would bring Benjamin back to him. And if he doesn't bring Benjamin back to him, like, he didn't even give condition. It was Reuben who gave condition that his sons will pay for the price. But Judah promised that he was going to actually return Benjamin to the father. Now, when they went back to Egypt and Benjamin was being withheld, Judah fell to the knee, like, he fell to the ground and begged Joseph and told Joseph that he's willing to actually be Joseph's slave because he has promised his father that he needs to keep to his word. So you can see, like, that repentance that Judah had, like, even about his life. And that's why you can see when Joseph blessed him, he said, Judah, your brothers will praise you. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's son will bow down to you. Your lion's cub, Judah. You return from the prey, my son. Like a lion, he crouches and lies down like a lioness who dares to arouse him. Right? So we can just see all that, and we can see all the repentance that Judah went through, right, and became a better person. Anyways, that's all I just wanted to say in today's podcast. And it just kind of felt like I want you all to know that don't let your, before you do anything in the present, always think of the future. Don't let your present actions destroy your future, okay? Before I go, I just want us to pray. So, dear God, thank you for today's podcast. Thank you for today's message. Thank you because he speaks, this word speaks to the lives of people. Thank you, because we know who you are from studying your word. And right now, oh God, I ask for anyone with the desire to know you better. I ask that you stir their heart, that they will be interested in knowing you and in being disciplined to studying your word. In the name of Jesus, I ask, oh God, that our present actions, oh God, will be guided by you, that we will not do things, we will not take steps that will destroy our future. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, because we trust you totally with our lives, as we see from the book of Genesis how you orchestrated the world and orchestrated our lives and even kept to your promises. We ask, oh God, that we'll never have any reason to doubt you, looking back at all the wonderful things that you have done and you continue to do. So thank you, Jesus, for answered prayers, for in Jesus' wonderful name we've prayed. Amen. Amen. Thank you guys for listening to today's podcast, and I hope to talk to you guys soon. Bye.